Hare Krishna. He was very pleased with Brahma Brothers and found their duties for all the drama players. Hare
Very good drama play. I think that Charu had produced this good drama. First of all, my hearty blessings to her. Very expert in drama play. Krishna played a very good role. He trained Subal Siddhar Madhumangal and all others.
Brahma Dharpal? Brahma Dharpal? Brahma Dharpal, Bolaram, Brahma Dharpal.
Oh. Especially Brahma, very expert in prayer and all these things. And for this Leela. He is my main reason. Krishna's thought that all the gopis in Braj, they want to be, that I should be their baby, son. All the cows also wanted that Krishna should be my son, my cow. And all the young
teenager
Kishori girls wanted that we should be married to Krishna. So to fulfill all the desire, at once Jogmaya called Brahma and Brahma came and he wanted to see some other
pastimes
of Krishna. But he did one mistake. But that was not mistake, it was due to Jogmaya. Jogmaya
bewildered
and inspired Brahma to do so. So he stole away the cough. But at once, so many kinds of coughs and
covered body.
Wal became one. Real. Second created by Jogmaya. Third
by Mahamaya.
Oh, Krishna became all. All the covered boils and all the coughs. And fulfilled the desire of that I told first. He became the son of, for 1 year, he became the son of all the gopis. And he became cough of all the cows. And also, at that time,
Gargacharya.
Oh, Gargacharya. He told that this year is very auspicious. Those girls which are young, Kishori, even they are very little baby, even in womb, also be given marriage. So that year, whole year, Krishna was himself all the cowherd boys. So all were married to Krishna. In this way he fulfilled the desire of all the cows, gopis and
gopis. Baladevpruh role bhalo koreche. Baladevpruh role bhalo koreche.
Ki?
Baladevpruh role bhalo koreche.
Also, Baladev played a good role. And Krishna, so high class of
role.
So my blessings to them.
Our God,
they should realize this A story of sweet pastimes of Krishna. And not like Brahma, but like gopis, they should have love and affection for Krishna.
Brahmar Gar?
Gaur Pramadam.
Brahmar Gar? Brahmar Gar? Brahmar Gar? Brahmar Gar? Brahmar Gar?
বাছুরগুলো Hearing the glory of Vatsalaras, Mahaprabhu told, oh, iho uttam aage kaha aar. And then Ramananda told, kant prem sarva-sadhya-sar. Shrimad Pad Maharaj will explain Kanta. What is Kanta? Mood. Kanta Prem.
Om Agyanati Niramdrasya Vyananjana Shulakaya Chakshurveda Sarvatakunyamu Panitha Sri Krishna Sri Tanu Prabhunita Ananda Shri Advaita Jadar Shubhasati Shri Gaura Bhakta Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Satsutera Swami Gurupad Pundita Vapritam Vishnu Pad Vastra Satsa Sinam Bhut Vedanta Sri Vaman Goshen Maharaj Tata Vishnu Pad Parikpraad Vacharya Di Bhakti Vedanta Shri Nayak Goswami Maharaj ke Abhay Charan Kamal mein Anant Koti Sashtanga Dandavat Gyapan Kartam Tapaschan Manchastra Virajman Sanasivinda Eva Upasthi Brahma Kedvam Mata Vrinda Gurgata Sajjan Vrinda Sabhi ko Charan Kamal mein Mera Jathagar Dandavat ko naam sikar ho Shri Maharaj ji Kripa karke mujhe Adish Ji ne Arayandu Sivar ke Antargat कांत प्रेम के ऊपर कुछ प्रकाश डालने के लिए अभी अभी हम लोग कथा श्रवण कर रहे थे जिस प्रसंग में श्रीमान महाप्रभु के प्रश्न के इच्छा और के अनुसार रायरानंद जीवन की जो सर्वानंद बंदी भाव कहाँ तक पहुंच सकते हैं इसके ऊपर वर्णन करते हुए शांत दास सप्त वासुवाद की कथा हम लोग ने श्रवण किया श्रीमान महाप्रभु इस कथा वात्सल्य प्रेम की कथा सुनकर के बहुत प्रसन्न हुए श्रीमान महाप्रभु रायानंद के बोले प्रभु कहे उत्तम आगे कहार राय कहे कांत प्रेम प्रेम साध्य सार श्रीमान श्रीमान महाप्रभु वात्सल्य प्रेम की कथा सुनकर के बहुत प्रसन्न हुए कहिए उत्तम विशेष करके राय रामानंद जस श्रीमद भागवत के नंद की अमृत ब्रह्म श्री एवं महोदय जसोदाच महाभागा पकुज सनम करी सन पर ब्रह्म भगवान कैसे मां जसोदा के स्तन पान किया और विशेष करके मां जसोदा कृष्ण के अपने वास्तव भाव से लालन पालन किया जिस कथा हम लोग श्रवण कर रहे थे ये वास्तव भाव में विशेषत्व विशेष बात क्या है जहाँ पर लालन पालन और तारण भत्सन ये समस्त पुत्र वर स्नेह ममता के ऊपर सब कुछ निर्भर करता है हम लोग श्रवण किया था प्रेम की तात्पर्य प्रेम कहाँ तो बनती है और प्रेम की विशेषता क्या है? अनन्य ममता विष्णु ममता प्रेम संगता। अनन्य जहाँ पर ममता होती है वही ममता के ऊपर ही सब कुछ प्रेम आगे जाकर के बढ़ते जाते हैं। जिस प्रकार उदाहरण दे रहे हैं जिस प्रकार गन्ने के रस से उससे गुड़ निकलते हैं, गुड़ से और फिर शर्करा और शर्करा से के मिश्री सीता मिश्री इसी प्रकार जो है सीतोपाव, ठीक उसी प्रकार रस जितने भी आगे बढ़ते जाते हैं उसी रस के तात्पर्य के अनुसार वह समस्त भाव आगे बढ़ते जाते हैं। इसलिए श्रीमान महाप्रभु की इच्छा के अनुसार रायरंग कांत प्रेम के कारण सर्वसाथ साथ जितने प्रकार के प्रेम है उसे सर्वश्रेष्ठ कांत प्रेम कहा गया। इसमें दो श्लोक के द्वारा रायरंग पुष्टि करे नायम से मूलितांतर तेरी प्रसाद तब सर्ज सिदानले नंदा तो कुतोन्ना रासो सवेस्व भजदंड गृहीत पंथो लब्धात्म जग उदार भज सुंदरी नाम। स्तुति में यह वर्णन कर रहे हैं ये नारायण से मूल नितांत हृदय प्रसाद को ये लक्ष्मी कृष्ण के नारायण के अक्ष विलास नहीं, लक्ष्मी के जो भाग्य और सौभाग्य प्राप्ति नहीं हुई अथवा तारका में रहने वाली नित्य संयोगी जिस समस्त महिषी गण उनकी भी वो भाग्य नहीं हुई रास में वो रास राम की महा उत्सव में वह प्रवेश करना। अगर नायन सिंह नितांत प्रसाद स्वर जोशी का यह भी भक्त में रहने वाले के सुंदर कमल गंधा युक्त अर्थात पद्मज कमल के भाग के सुगंध युक्त ऐसे रमणियों के भाग में संभव नहीं कुटुंब अन्ना तब तक और किसी के संभव है कि इस जगत में स्त्रियों के लिए तो संभव ही नहीं है।
बहुत दूर की बात है, बड़े बड़े
अपने के रक्षा करने के लिए प्रयास कर रहे हैं। इसलिए आचार्य पाद कहते हैं ये एक उसका भाव कांत रस की जो सर्वोत्तम पाद दिखाते हैं। श्री विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती पाद कहते हैं ये कांत रस की विशेषता क्या है। ये कांत रस की जब विचार की जाती है तो कांत रस में दिखा जाता है पहले दो प्रकार के भाव, एक है का और एक कामात्मी का। ये तत्व सिद्धांत हमारे आचार्य पत्नी के सुंदर रूप में वर्णन कर रहे हैं। विशेष करके वैकुंठ से लेकर के तारकार मथुरा में जितने भी कृष्ण के उनके जो महिषियां आदि जो है वह समस्त कृष्ण के स्वयं भगवान मानते हैं। सब के अभाव में एक संबंध लेकर के चलते रहते हैं। जैसे तारका में महिषियां कृष्ण के प्रति
दास को सखो बात सुनो आदि
বাসনা রহিত একমাত্র কৃষ্ণ সুখ তাৎপর্যময় সেবা আদি কাটি রাখিয়ে ইসলিয়ে সমস্ত কান্ত প্রেম কি সর্বশ্রেষ্ঠ বতা গিয়া জিসমে ইস কান্ত প্রেম কি সর্বশ্রেষ্ঠতা বর্ণন করতে গিয়ে আমার এক আচার বা এক শ্লোকে বর্ণন করতে হয় কবে গোপশ্চ কৃষ্ণ উপলক্ষ্য ভিস্তর যত প্রেক্ষণে নিষুধু পক্ষ কে কান সপন্তি দিগ্বিহীন কৃত অলং পরিলক্ষ সর্বা সভা সভা কোবিন্দম যুতম দুরাভম জিস মহাপ্রভু এই শ্লোক কে ব্যক্ত করতে আপনার ভাব কো ব্যক্ত কিয়া যে রাধা কি হৃদয় মে কেসে প্রেম হে নিত্য পদ নিত্য যুক্তম যে সমস্ত মহিষী এবং শ্রী কৃষ্ণ কে ভাব সর্বমে রাখি হে অথবা যে লক্ষ্মী আদি নারায়ণ কে অঙ্গ সাহী নিত্য যে রাখি হে কিন্তু ইহা পর করে যে দেখো এ সমস্ত গোপীয় কে কি প্রকার ভাবনা ভাবনা বর্ণন করে গোপচ্ছ কৃষ্ণ পার্থ কুহস উসি সময় গোপীয় কে কি প্রকার কৃষ্ণ দর্শন কি রাস্তা যে প্রকার করে আপনি আম রূপী বাণ কে দ্বারা কৃষ্ণ কে হৃদয় কে জো হে ফল গিন কে হে ইস সময় প্রভানন্দ সরস্বতী পাল বর্ণন করতে হে উস আম রূপী তীরো কে দ্বারা বাণ কে দ্বারা কৃষ্ণ কে মানব নিবৃত্ত কর দিয়া ऐसे भावी प्रेम के सर्वगत सर्व उत्कृष्टता के काम तक करने दिखाया इसके आगे सुन करके महाप्रभु को प्रसन्न होंगे महाप्रभु का भी कहने लगे इस ऐसे जो प्रेम इसके आगे कुछ कहो कांत प्रेम के आगे कुछ है इसके आगे कुछ कहने के लिए कहा तो सुन करके राजमंद आगे जो बोला इसके आगे कथा
सुनिए श्याम रानी What is Kantaras?
Om Jnanam Kimirandasya Jnanam Janandamakaya Chaksuram Nidhamyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Diksha Gurudev, Nikhalila Pradishta Om Vishnu Pad, a stone for the Sri Shimash, Shilabhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Shiksha Guru. Om Vishnu Pad, a stotra of Sri Srimad Shri Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, to all of our Guru Varga and all the assembled devotees.
কম ধাতু থেকে কম শব্দ এসেছে কম ধাতু থেকে
বলছি
কম ধাতু থেকে শব্দ হয়েছে কাম পরে ওখানে বলবো ঘরে গিয়ে বলছি কম ধাতু থেকে কাম শব্দ হয়েছে কাম তো ঠিক আছে হয়েছে কাম কিছু শুনতেই পাই
পরে Ka means the giving of all the limbs of the body, every atom of the body to Krishna's service. There's one prayer by Vijrasura showing the different levels of praying. And he prayed just like the baby bird is waiting for the mother bird to get the worm. No, no, that's not what I want. I don't want something that the mother is bringing. Well, just like the calf is waiting for the mother cow to drink the milk. That's better because at least the milk is in the mother's body, but it's not the mother herself. And then he prayed, let me be just like a beloved pining for her lover, or a wife pining for her husband so that she can fully engage in his service. So all the rasas are just like the advancement of the elements from ether to earth. Sky, air, fire, water, and earth. And each of the rasas have a specific quality with which they serve Krishna. In Shantarashtra is the element of attachment to the Absolute Truth and detachment from matter. Then in Dasiras, there's direct service and considering of the Lord the Master. Then in Sakuras, a sense of equality. But there's always something lacking, always somewhat of a wall. And the wall gets thinner and thinner as we go up towards Kankapreme. Then the Sakas, they have a sense of equality. They can ride on Krishna's shoulders and defeat him in games. But they're not fully concerned with Krishna's maintenance. That if I don't feed Krishna, he'll die. So this sense of maintenance and superiority, because of that sense of maintenance, is in Vatsalyabhav. But then above all that, and including all those previous qualities, is Khandabhav, which is the ability to serve Krishna with all the limbs. Krishna doesn't need to take anything from the gopis. It's the gopis' all senses that Krishna enjoys. Mother Yasoda can give her breast milk. She can give her life. She can give her neck. But she cannot give her whole body like the gopis can. So in the gradual increase of qualities from sky, air, water, fire, water, and earth, all of the qualities of all the other rasas are present in Tantabhav. Rai Ramananda said that Krishna's beauty is supreme, and yet his sweetness increases unlimitedly in the association of the gopis. He's the embodiment of all sweetness, but his beauty reaches its topmost unlimited limit in the company of the gopis. He becomes just like a Marakata jewel, surrounded by gold and other jewels, when he's in the company of the gopis, particularly in the Rasa Leela. So Srila Rai Ramananda was explaining that as the qualities increase, the taste also increases. So it's the highest taste of prema in the gopis. We find other consorts of Krishna, such as Lakshmi, such as Sita, but these are not, although they're consorts of the Lord, they're not Kantabhav. Actually, Lakshmi and Sita are actually in Dasiras. They're engaged as servants. Even the queens, even Satyabhama and Rukmini, the topmost of Krishna's 16,000 queens, are not Kantabhav, because there's some Aishwarya there. And there's some service of Krishna following the rules and regulations of wife and husband. And sometimes they realize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes he exhibits his four arms in Dwarka. Krishna married those 16,000 queens only to give him some relief in his feelings of separation from the gopis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu particularly came to give and taste Parakiya Bhav, which is only found in the gopis. There's the greatest risk element, and the greatest, because of that risk, because it's not allowed, there's the greatest intensity of passionate amor. The gopis' love is called Samartarati, and the queen's love is called Samanjarati. That is Samanjasarati. Because the queens have affection for Krishna, but also for their children, also for their maidservants, they can't be as one-pointed towards Krishna as the gopis. And therefore, they cannot control Krishna like the gopis. But the gopis have samartarati. That is, their love definitely controls Krishna, because they give up everything without any consideration. In fact, this is a statement of Krishna himself. As Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, Yaya tamam prabhadyam te tam stitvaiva bhajam yaham. Everyone follows my path in all respect, and as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. So Krishna rewards the success in one's service according to one's surrender to him. But there's one group of associates who he cannot repay. As Krishna told the gopis, when he came back after their singing of Gopi Geet, when he left them during the Rasa Leela, the Pade Hum Niravaja Sabhyudam. O Gopis, I cannot repay you for your selfless service. You've given up what no one else can give up, the shackles of family life, of husband, of your chastity, of your shyness, lobhlaja, of chastity to your husbands, and also consideration of rules and regulations of society. You've given that all up without any consideration to search for me. Therefore, even if I have an entire lifetime of Brahma, I will not be able to repay you. Therefore, you should be satisfied by your own activities. Srila Rai Ramananda also quoted some verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, which was stated by Uddhavji. You all know the verse from Uddhavji, often quoted by Srila Gurudev, when he was sent by Krishna to understand, to try and come to understand that 2.5 letter word, Prema, so that Krishna would be able to later on reveal his suffering to Uddhava and thus become relieved. The gopis were getting some relief from their separation by sharing their suffering with each other, but Krishna had no one. So he told Uddhava that, I want you to go and console my mother and father, and especially the gopis, who know no one but me. But actually, underneath it all, the deep essence is that he wanted Uddhava to understand the highest love of the gopis, so that when he came back from Vrindavan to Mathura, Krishna would be able to reveal his heart and Uddhava would be able to empathize and sympathize, and thus Krishna's pain would go down. Of course, it went up as Uddhava understood the love of the gopis. He thought that he was the most confidential friend and servant and minister of Krishna. So when he went to Vrindavan and saw the love of the gopis, he realized that I'm standing on the ground and the love of the gopis is just like Mount Everest. So if a person is wearing a hat and he looks way, way up, trying to see the top of Mount Everest, this hat would fall off the back of his head. So Uddhava realized that now I see I have no love for Krishna in comparison to the gopis. In fact, Krishna wanted him to take lessons in the University of the Gopis Praying, with Srimati Radhika as the principal, Lalita and Vishakha as the headmasters, the other gopis as the teachers. But he wasn't even able to pass the entrance exam, and therefore he has to go back to Mathura. Sri Rai Ramananda also quoted the verse of Sri Uddhavji from Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, beginning Nayam Sriyanga, that Krishna did the greatest favor to the gopis. And actually he felt that he was doing the greatest favor to himself. He did a favor to the gopis which no one else achieved, putting his arms around the necks of the gopis, meaning, please don't leave me. And this favor was not granted to any other damsel of the spiritual world, and even to Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, what to speak of the damsels of the heavenly planets, whose bodies smell like lotus flowers, and what to speak of the most beautiful ladies of this world, who are glorified as beautiful only by some material estimation. Uddhava also explained one very other beautiful verse, that of everyone, anyone who's taken his birth on this earth, only the gopis' life is actually successful, because they were able to fully conquer the heart of the supreme soul of all souls, Sri Krishna. Even all the great munis and I want to follow in their footsteps. Without having the love of the gopis, without achieving this high status, even to achieve the birth of Brahma is useless. So in this way, Sri Rai Ramananda and is giving examples from Srimad Bhagavatam and Uddhav ji about the highest glory of Pantabhad. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this from Rai Ramananda, he said that now, whatever reason Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has told me to come and meet you, that I would hear such nectar from you. Now, having heard this from you, I feel that my mission to come and see you was successful. But still, I'd like to hear further.
कल हम लोगों की परिक्रमा सुबह मंगल आरती के पश्चात बस में बैठकर हम लोग जाएंगे। कल हम लोगों की परिक्रमा पहले प्रेम सरोवर, फिर साके, उसके पश्चात नंद खिड़क, नंद बैठक और उद्धव क्यारी, ललिता कुंड